It's Tuesday, January 13, 2026.
Hundreds of structures have been destroyed and more than 390,000 hectares of land has been burnt since the middle of last week.
Australia battles record heat and extreme bushfires.
What the world loses is a key player who has the economic power to phase out fossil fuels in a meaningful way.
Trump withdraws U.S. from bedrock U.N. climate treaty. Plus, Trump EPA will no longer consider lives saved when calculating the cost of pollution rules.
Well, what's a human life worth anyway? We've got data centers to build. All of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
We have not approved one windmill since I've been in office, and we're going to keep it that way. My goal is to not let any windmill be built. They're losers.
Much like yourself, sir. All right, not fair to windmills. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, this time of year, it gets cold around these parts, but not down in Australia.
No, sadly. In Australia, where it is currently high summer, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has declared a state of disaster in the province of Victoria after one of the most extreme heat waves in years resulted in intense bushfires that have destroyed hundreds of homes and killed at least one person. The extreme heat has also killed thousands of flying foxes, a species of Australian bat, in the largest mass mortality event on record. Here's Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese.
We've got your back, not just during this crisis, but through the recovery as well. And we'll work cooperatively with the Allan government to make sure we deliver what is necessary so that people and communities can get back on their feet.
It is the same thing year after year after year down there in Australia these days.
Yes, it is, but at least the Prime Minister is working with the provincial government, unlike in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
At a White House meeting late last week, Donald Trump pressured U.S. oil executives to spend tens of billions of dollars to repair Venezuela's petroleum infrastructure, saying he will decide which oil companies get that privilege.
Because some of them don't want to go at all.
Exactly. On Monday, Trump said he might exclude oil giant Exxon after Exxon's CEO said that Venezuela is, quote, uninvestable without major security guarantees.
Unbelievable.
In a huge gift to the polluting fossil fuel industry, the Trump EPA plans to stop considering scientifically determined health benefits in its cost-benefit analyses that are necessary for clean air regulations. EPA instead will only calculate the cost to industry. That's according to internal documents obtained by the New York Times. The stunning reversal would increase industrial pollution and make it easier to overturn long-standing clean air and water rules that have dramatically reduced pollution-related deaths and illnesses. Environmental law experts say the move defies U.S. Supreme Court rulings and the EPA's core responsibility to protect human health. Ignoring the benefit part of a cost-benefit analysis would mean that the EPA could never justify any regulations that protect public health.
So health benefits, keeping people alive, doesn't matter, but how much money industry makes, that's the real benefit that the EPA will be judging from now on.
That's the idea.
Brilliant.
The Trump White House late last week announced its intention to withdraw the United States from over 60 international treaties, conventions, and organizations, including the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, the bedrock international treaty that underpins the Paris Agreement, and other agreements required for international cooperation on climate change. The Trump administration is also pulling out of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the UN's leading climate science body. The White House says the UN treaties, quote, operate contrary to U.S. national interests. International law experts say Trump's unprecedented move is likely illegal. Jean Hsu, senior attorney at the Center for Biological Diversity, on a recent broadcast explained that with the world shifting to clean energy, withdrawing the U.S. from climate negotiations harms Americans' long-term economic well-being.
When you have the entire world and the global economy making those moves, U.S. suffers by being a pariah on that. U.S. consumers, U.S. citizens, we all suffer economically by being the odd man out.
And finally, a bit of good news. A federal judge on Monday ordered construction to resume on a large wind farm off the coast of Rhode Island after the Trump administration halted it and four other offshore wind projects already under construction.
Who's the loser now, Mr. President? For much more on all of those stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on social medias, especially Blue Sky at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
I'm a loser. I'm a loser. And I'm not what I appear to be. Of all the love I have won or have lost.